The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. And for this morning, I'd like to begin with a parts of a poem by Walt Whitman, wonderful poem for that has a lot of speaks, I think, in many ways, parts of it to our practice. The song is called "Song of the Open Road," and the part that I'll read to introduce our sitting is: he writes, "I inhale droughts of space. The east and the west are mine. The north and the south are mine. I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. All seems beautiful to me." So to inhale space, all around us is, in a sense, infinite space. And to bring that into ourselves as we sit, and as we exhale, to let it all expand outwards to fill all of space. Awareness, spacious awareness inside, spacious awareness outside. He writes elsewhere, just before in this long poem, about loosening up all that holds him, all the ways that we're held or cling or crave. Let it loosen, and then he talks about space. And we'll see later that this is in the context of also talking about listening to others, listening well, letting go. So there's no holding on to definitions and constructions and ways in which we put boundaries and lines around ourselves and our life, and then to discover that we're better than we thought. We hold so much goodness, and everything is beautiful. So to assume a meditation posture, and maybe you can adjust your posture so it's a posture that gives you some access, or might approximate giving you access to your own goodness and to your beauty, to the beauty all around. And in caring for your posture, your body, to gently close your eyes and feel this body as if you've never felt it before, as if it's the very first time that you are sensing more fully, sensing and caring for the body. And one expression of caring is to relax, to soften the body, the tensions of the body, softening around any tension that doesn't want to relax. It's okay to be tense if it's difficult to let it go. Being okay, sitting here with it, feeling your body, maybe feeling the global body, in whatever way that's easy. Breathing in space as you inhale. In a sense, as we inhale, the chest, ribcage, lungs expand. And in a sense, there's more space within that's created. And as we inhale and the chest expands, belly expands, we expand into the space around us. And as you exhale, perhaps relaxing into the space that surrounds you. A releasing of fixed ideas of yourself, of your body. Loosening up the line between you and the space around you. The line between your thoughts and the space around your thoughts. As you exhale, softening the thinking mind, relaxing. We often don't know how much goodness is within us, because we're telling ourselves stories and ideas of the opposite. But to relax those stories, those ideas, sitting here gently, breathing in space, relaxing into space, trusting for these few minutes that you are better than you ever could have imagined. That there's more goodness within than you ever could have known. And as you breathe out, here and now, maybe all things can be beautiful, not least because we stop the stories and ideas that they are otherwise. Letting go. Letting go of the chatter of thinking, judging, wanting. Perhaps so you can listen deeply within. When we let go of trying to be good, but listen with a quiet mind, you might discover there's more goodness within than you ever could have imagined. Let go and listen deeply. Tenderly. to listen well is to know how to quiet the voices inside, the ideas, the desires that interfere with an open listening. Maybe a listening from the heart. A listening that's not trying to control things, fix things. A listening that, where we listen to our own heart, to our own depths, quietly and non-judgmentally. And then to listen to others, not through the filter of our desires or our fears, our resentments and annoyances, but to listen from the quiet heart. And if we listen from the heart, we might be able to listen to the hearts of others. To listen to what's deeper within them than their words they say, the behaviors they do. To listen in such a way that we are connected with each other's hearts. And from there, to offer to the world our goodwill, our well-wishing. May it be that what we learn through meditation serves us to live a life that promotes the welfare and happiness of everyone, ourself included. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. Thank you.